B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. Cleo's mum was always reminding her that she had a lot to live up to when it came to her namesake. After all, few people can say they were named after a powerful queen, she liked to say. Cleo's mum was half Egyptian, and she'd always been mesmerised by the idea of the beautiful and brave Queen Cleopatra from ancient times. Cleopatra is a symbol of female strength, and she fought for her place in the world, even at a time when it was ruled by men. She was the daughter of a pharaoh in Egypt in 51 BC, and when her father died, she took on her brother in the battle for the crown with little support. She was intelligent enough to realise that she would still need the backing of a man to take over, so she used her skills and beauty to manipulate those around her, and many men were victim to her charms. Julius Caesar and Mark Antony were both respected Roman leaders who fell for her and helped her to retain her position of power. Cleo liked to tease her mum by asking if she wanted her to follow in the footsteps of Cleopatra's romantic adventures, and by pointing out that Cleopatra's quest for power ultimately failed, and she ended up committing suicide. She couldn't help herself. She had heard every story 1,000 times now, and she didn't have much patience for them anymore. She was beginning to wonder if she'd live her entire life in the shadow of the illustrious queen. She wishes her mum had less interest in the ancient Cleopatra and more interest in her, the modern-day Cleo. What could she do to get her mum to take more notice of her? Every year, her mum asks her to dress up like Cleopatra for Halloween, and she has considered it on several occasions, but always decided it would be too weird. She'd spend the whole time feeling uncomfortable, and she'd taken all the Cleopatra comparisons she could handle. This year, she decided to dress up as Joan of Arc instead, another powerful female figure in history. It was a good way to make a statement that there had been plenty of inspirational women in the world, not just Cleopatra. Her whole family was going to a party at the local pub where all the evening's proceeds were to raise money for the town cinema to be renovated. All the kids would get the chance to enter a competition for the best costume. She hoped that she wouldn't lose out to someone dressed as Cleopatra.